There was a somber mood at the Dubai financial market on the first day of trading since a government-owned company announced last week it may have to delay paying some of its debt. On Wednesday, Dubai World said it would ask creditors for a six-month extension on payments. Dubai World has nearly $60 billion in debt, with some of that due to be repaid next month. The shock announcement came before a four-day holiday weekend, and analysts had expected the government to explain Monday why the company needed more time to pay its bills before the markets reopened. But no official reason was given. With no reassurance from authorities, Dubai's index plunged 7.2%, the biggest drop in a year. And Abu Dhabi's market tumbled by 8.2%, the most since May 2006. Dubai investor Imran Chaudhry has lost about $100,000, but says he's remaining optimistic.
Because a lot of people, they are losing a lot, you know, because no one was expecting this, you know. And some of the people, they bought in really high price, and I'm one of them. They are really in a panic situation, but still we have to live and we have to, you know, use our mind and get out of the struggle. And I'm sure it will be very fine after some days.
Adding to the market uncertainty, the Dubai government is denying responsibility for Dubai World's debts, crushing assumptions the emirate could guarantee the company's liabilities. In light of the situation, the UAE Central Bank announced Sunday it would provide extra liquidity to smaller banks operating in the country. Oil-rich Abu Dhabi, which is the capital of the UAE, has also agreed to help Dubai with its current economic problems, but only on a case-by-case basis. Head of Middle East Research at Swiss-based financial firm UBS, Saud Massoud, says the decision will force Dubai to prioritize between its good assets and its not-so-good ones.
Look, I think that what they're doing is, as in Abu Dhabi and Dubai governments combined, is the right thing. This is what they should have done a year ago, but better late than never. The view that you can buy yourself out of a crisis, you can de-lever by adding more leverage, doesn't really make much sense.
From artificial indoor ski slopes in the desert to man-made islands in the sea, Dubai has given the world much to gawk at in recent years. Massoud says it's now also given the world something important to learn. He says the one lesson we can take from Dubai is that unsustainable growth cannot be sustained. It's just that simple. Philip Alter Wellman for VOA News, Dubai.